Today on Biotech Nation, biotech works on brain tumors. But of course, there are many types of brain tumors. Dr. Ashad Das is Vice President for Clinical Development and Medical Affairs at Tocogen.
That's correct. There are different types of brain tumors. There are tumors that arise in other organs of the body that spread to the brain, or there are tumors that arise primarily in the brain. What we're talking about today are tumors that arise primarily in the brain, primary malignant tumors. There are over 100 different types of primary malignant tumors. The most common are called gliomas, and of these, glioblastoma is one of the most common, most aggressive primary brain tumors. Usually patients present with a seizure, or they have weakness, or they may have personality changes, difficulty with vision. In a sense, it robs them of key faculties. They present, they're found to have a growth in their brain, they undergo surgery to see what is it. Once a diagnosis is confirmed, they can get radiation and chemotherapy. Often, these treatments are not effective because the tumor recurs. It grows back. And when it does, there are few effective therapies. So this is an area of very high unmet need.
Now, Tocogen, what is its approach?
Well, Tocogen is a San Diego-based biotech, and Tocogen stands for To Cancer Genes. It's exploring cancer selective gene therapy. So we have an approach which we consider a tag team attack on glioma. It's two parts. One is a modified virus called TOCA-511. It selectively infects cancer cells and delivers an enzyme. The enzyme then converts an oral tablet to an anti-cancer drug directly there in the tumor microenvironment. So it's very targeted to the tumor. So the two together, TOCA-511 and TOCA-FC, are considered selective cancer immunotherapy. They actually combine a number of different therapies: viral therapy, cancer selective immunotherapy, gene therapy, because genes are being deposited into the cancer cell.
Now, you say a tablet, so you have to place a tablet next to the tumor?
You know, it's two parts. So first, the tumor is, we're exploring different ways of delivering the virus. One of the ways is to take the tumor that's grown back, remove it, and then into the bed of that cavity is inject the virus. A few weeks later, the patient takes tablets, which are then converted right there in the brain tumor to anti-cancer therapy.
So you seed the cavity, and you wait, and then you put the rest, you take tablets, you take pills, and then, oh, that's tricky.
That's a good way of looking at it.
That's really good. You put your little bombs in there and say, ignore these, nothing's happening. So you can have ongoing therapy right where you need it.
That's right. The virus is, it's by a stealth. It just gently buds off from each dividing cancer cell and moves on to the next. So it's waiting. You know, it's infected a number of cells and then it's waiting. And then when the tablets are given, it's an explosion in terms of killing the tumor cells. So it not only kills the tumor cells, it activates the immune system. It takes off some of the brakes from the immune system so that the body's own natural systems can continue to kill the tumor.
How did this come about? How did you discover this or develop this?
The co-founders of the company, Harry Gruber and Doug Jolly, have been in the field for more than 30 years. They founded the first U.S.-based gene therapy company. And their collaborator is Noriko Sahara, who was a professor at UCLA and is now at the University of Miami, who developed the founding technology. So it's been a long collaboration.
And it's always long. This kind of thing, this is really long and stealth. And yet, as long as that is, the FDA has fast-tracked you. You're going into phase two.
That's right. We recently published our phase one data demonstrating some of the efficacy we've seen there. Specifically, in higher dose cohorts, about 40% of the patients are surviving 2 years or longer. This is quite impressive in this setting. And so now we're moving on to a randomized phase two being conducted in the U.S. and Canada and some countries outside of North America. where we'll be evaluating this experimental, very novel therapy to standards of care.
So you're recruiting patients now?
We're recruiting patients now, and we're very interested in actively and quickly recruiting patients.
Who would qualify?
So patients with recurrent, so that means the tumors come back, glioblastoma or anaplastic astrocytoma. They have to have had their basic therapy with surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy.
They've been through everything available.
That's right. And if the tumors come back and they're candidates to have this removed, then in addition to some other basic blood and liver test functions, they would qualify to enroll in the study.
In their surgery, of course, you've got to lay down the initial compound. And then you're going to start administering the drug. And, of course, you have to not just look at it then. You have to watch it for time. How long would an individual be watched in phase two to collect enough data to understand that this really works?
So this primary objective of this study is to see if the experimental therapy increases survival time over current standards of care. So all patients are watched until they pass away. This is a very novel therapy where we're inserting genes into cancer cells. So in addition, we monitor the patients for 15 years, if we're so lucky, to be sure that they don't develop any unexpected side effects, either in the short term or the long term.
So you're going to be monitoring for 15 years. But at some point, the FDA will say, okay, we've seen enough. Let's move on now to phase three. At what point is the magic number for a patient, you know, that's like, okay, great, they count?
We'll track all patients for 15 years. This is part of the FDA guidelines. In terms of this study, we expect the control arm to be about 8 months or so, and we would follow the other patients for 14, 15 months, and at that point report out the results. So if the results are promising enough, then we would go talk to health authorities to see how we can bring this to patients sooner and bypass phase three studies.
Dr. Ashad Das is the Vice President for Clinical Development and Medical Affairs at Tocogen. More information is available at tocogen.com. That's Toca, T-O-C-A, tocogen.com. For Biotech Nation, I'm Moira Gunn.
Tech Nation and its regular segment Biotech Nation are produced at the studios of KQED-FM in San Francisco. Executive producer is Matt Gardner. The director of technical production is Monte Carlos. And audio engineers include Howard Gelman, Seal Muller, and Larry Upton. Our theme music was composed by Ann Nachtrieb-Zesiger and Robert Powell, with title creation provided by NameLab Incorporated of San Francisco. Program information and internet audio is available on the web at technation.com. Tech Nation and Biotech Nation are productions of Tech Nation Media. I'm Paul Landcore.